So another part of our tradition as a church is a prayer of intercession. And today we're going to pray about the vision that we have as the introduction of our service each week. And I just want to say a couple of words about it. And then we're going to take a pattern of walking through each of these, they're prepositions, each of these words to guide us as we think about this. Our prayer is that that God would make us to be a church that is of, by, and for the peoples of many nations. And let me just say a few things, and then we'll just pray together for this. The peoples of many nations, we as a church love the images in Revelation 5, this statement to Jesus, that with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. And clearly his vision is a vision for peoples of many nations, for peoples of all nations is his vision. Our hope is that we would be of, by, and for. And let me just say a word, not exactly in that order. So about being a church that's for people of many nations, famous words from way back with Abraham in the Old Testament, God said that all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. And it is our prayer, it is our hope, that people of all nations would be blessed because we exist, right? That we would be a church for the good of people all around the world. Of course, all the people who are in our community, including those who've come from around the world, as well as people around the world, that they would be blessed through us. Right? So in that sense, we want to be a church that is for peoples of all nations. We also want to be a church that is of people from all nations. And I love this description that Jesus gives about his kingdom. He says, people will come from east and west and north and south. And I love this. They will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Right? I love this image that God says, I'm going to have a great feast, and people from everywhere are going to have their own places there. And we long to be a church that is of people of all nations, that this is a place that people say, this is home, this is where I belong, this is not just for me, but it's a church that's of me. I make up this church. It's my being a part of it that helps make this church what it is. And we also long to be a church that is by people of many nations. And in Acts 6, a wonderful description when the leadership that we'll see today was entirely Jewish from this one region of Galilee. And that's what all the leadership was. And not enough. He said that, or the early church said, that doesn't work. That's not enough. We need to have people who are from among you. Right, so they were saying to the people who weren't Jewish, we need leadership from among you as well. Now, it wasn't just diversity for diversity's sake. It wasn't just saying, so we need more diverse leadership. It says, and we need people who are full of the Spirit and of wisdom. But this idea that leadership should come from among who we are. So we long to be a church that is for people of many nations. We want to be of people of many nations. And we want to be a church that's by, that's led, that's influenced, that's guided by people from many nations. This is our hope, and it's our prayer. And as we'll talk about more shortly, the idea that we both take action and we're dependent upon God to do this. And so we want to just take time to pray. So what I'll do is just open up a time of prayer going in the same order I just did. And asking you, it can be a phrase, it could be a sentence, whatever you choose to do, but to pray that, first of all, being a church for peoples of many nations, of all nations, would be our desire of and by, and invite you to pray in a language that is of your choosing, to express, even in our prayer, the prayer that is of people. It is by people, it is for people of many nations. So let's pray. Father in heaven, we rejoice in your vision, in your work. Jesus, we thank you that with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. And Father, we want to grow in this. We want to be this. So we pray now to thank you for what you have been doing and to ask you to continue this work to make it more and more true of who we are. So Father, your vision clearly is that through your church, all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Father, we pray that we would be a church for peoples of all nations, that we would be for their good. They would be blessed by you through us. Father, please hear our prayer. As Jesus said, people will come from east and west and north and south and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Father, we ask that you would help us to be a church that would be of peoples, of many nations, even of all nations. Please hear our prayers. And Father, as the early church discovered that leadership needed to come from among the people of the church, and as the church changed, so did the leadership need to. And so, Father, we ask that we would be a church that is led by, that is overseen by people of many nations, those who are from among us, who are full of the Spirit and of wisdom. Father, please hear our prayers. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you are at work in this world, in our church, in our lives. Father, we thank you for already the work that you have done, and the work that you are doing now. We do thank you that we are a church that is experiencing these things, that we are a church that it seems in some ways we have the privilege of being a blessing to people from many places, that we are a church as we look around. We recognize that there are people who in some places feel like foreigners, and yet among us, in ways, each of us is beginning to feel more than just visitors, to be guests, and going from guests to being family. And we thank you for ways that is happening. And we thank you for those who are taking responsibility and providing leadership that are reflecting who we are as a body. And yet in all these things, Father, we long to see your kingdom come as you have designed it, as you have promised it will be. So we ask that you would do that among us. Give us, as has been prayed, great humility and courage and boldness. And as has been prayed today, help us not to think we're going to make this work in our own strength, that we would come to you as we are now and seek your work and rejoice in that work as you do it. Thank you for the confidence that we have in who you are. Through your Son, we pray. Amen.